Hi, my name is Autumn McNeil. Welcome to my podcast. So, when me and my mom sit down at the table for dinner, we usually talk about our day. I asked my mom, have you ever heard of the Lost Colony of Roanoke? She said no. Well, when Governor John White and the 117 colonists were on their way to Roanoke on April 26, 1587, there was a war that had broken out between England and Spain. Finally, they arrived to Roanoke on the coast of what is now North Carolina on July 22, 1600. The war was still going on, but the colonists had disappeared. Nobody was found. Then my mom replied, I know, I was just testing you. Historians believe there are many theories for what happened to the Lost Colony of Roanoke. One of them being the colonists were killed by Native Americans. The natives did not get along with the colonists and were able to hide things. The crime scene investigation package states, due to the intense relationship with the natives, the colonists left, so when the explorers arrived, they did not find anyone. So this shows no bodies were able to be found anywhere. The natives were smart enough to be ready to fight because of how they were treated and built stuff. The natives were also capable of killing others. Another example is, from this past event, we know that natives were capable of such horrific acts. We also know they were capable of hiding the bodies. It's also possible the natives hid the bodies really well. The natives wanted revenge for the people killing them. My last example is, he captured Indians for ransom and planned attacks on tribes to get more land. The natives fought back, killing one of the settlers. 6 English settlers will probably be ready for war. Maybe they will find evidence to prove the correct theory. We don't have any real answers for this, but we have many theories. Which theory will you go with? I hope you liked my podcast about Roanoke, and I hope you learned something.